Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla. It's a Monday fun day. It's a new week here in Saturday Nation. Sam Crowley, welcome back, friends. Let's get after it in a big, big way. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Father's Day was yesterday, as of the date of this recording. Always a great day for me, and you know why, right? Because being a dad was the whole reason I launched this show. You know, I got a soft spot for single moms, single dads out there raising a family by yourself, even if it's a family of one. It's a lot of work, man. My mom raised 8 kids by herself. Dad left when I was 3 months old. Met the guy in 2012 for really the first time. There's tape recordings. There's tape recordings of me and my dad at Christmas time, maybe when I was 3 or 4. I don't remember that, man. So it doesn't really amount to much. Didn't see the guy all through childhood, high school, all that good stuff. It's not even a crutch. It's not. As a matter of fact, I use it as the biggest impetus for wanting to be a dad, you know, and it's wild how you can take your mess and turn it into a message. Think about all the crap you've been through, all the just the setbacks and the adversity and all the challenges that you've had. Pick a couple of them that really were profound in your life. That is what you really need to use to springboard you and to launch your movement. And I mean the imperfect movement. I'm not talking about the perfect one. I'm talking about the imperfect movement. I'm looking for people who want to launch the imperfect movement, meaning this: you don't know anything about social media ads. You don't know anything about, very little about doing video and audio, and you want to get your message out there, and it doesn't matter what it looks like, and it doesn't matter how you sound, and it's okay if it's not perfect because you know it's never going to be perfect, and you definitely don't want to compare yourself to everybody else out there because you know that they had to start from zero at some point as well. That's the person I'm looking for. That's why I always tell you to get on my calendar, because the people that end up on my calendar are the ones that are like, you know what, screw it, man. I am way past caring what people think about me. I am way past being insecure. I might have that inner voice in my mind that's going to hold me back every now and again, but man, I am so more focused on adding value than I am on sabotaging my own success. If that's you, go to launchwithsam.com, get on my calendar, and I will show you how to have the imperfect launch that's going to finally give you the fulfillment and significance to your life. Because as I look at all these Father's Day photos all over Facebook, which are really cool, by the way, that's why I look forward to Mother's Day and Father's Day on social media. The other 363 days, not so much. Maybe Christmas, holidays, things like that. But I love seeing photos from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s of men and women with their dads or their moms on Mother's Day, because it was always a simpler time. It was always a time when, you know, all the kid needed was a bicycle, a new bike for their birthday, and maybe some time with their parents, or just kind of hanging out on a nice day or going to the park. It was never, you know, all of these digital gadgets and all these exotic vacations that, you know, look, if it didn't happen on Instagram or Snapchat, then, well, it didn't happen. Kind of like going to the gym. You know, if there's no photo proof of it, well, it didn't really happen. And yet, I also feel bad because there's a lot of these fathers yesterday. I was looking, I know that I'm talking about ones I know. And I know they're in the corporate grind, and I know they don't see their kids as much as they would like to. And I know that the wife or the children had to go searching for photos of them together with their dad. Some of it had to be in a suit and tie because that's the only time dad could be there. And that's kind of a double-edged sword, because there's nothing unnoble about working to provide for your family. I mean, that's what we do as dads. I mean, we have to do that. However, there comes a time when if you're looking back on your life with just incredible regret at the opportunities that you missed, not only with your kids, but maybe your spouse or maybe a business or a dream that you really wanted to launch, you didn't get it off the ground. Those are the photos that never end up on social media. You know, the photos of commuting to work every single day, you know, looking at the same windshield, the same view, the same billboard, seems like the same cars on the road every single day, stressed out, trying to get to the office on time, there's an accident, or not getting out of the office on time, you wanted to leave by 4 today, you want to get home a little bit earlier, and now you look at the clock, and it's 4:45, and oh, you're going to be stuck in that same traffic. Look, there is a way out of all that. You know, there is a way out of all that, and it's a lot easier of a way out than getting carted out in a box, you know, and just saying, well, I gave my 40 years, my 50 years to corporate. I did well. My kids never wanted for anything. Yeah, they probably wanted more of your time, you know. They probably wanted to be with you more. But no, financially, you definitely were a provider. But I think there's more, and I'm not going to go all psychologist on you because that's not my job. My job is to get your ass moving and to let you know that you have everything you need right now to at least take the first step. To at least take the first step. I mean, you don't even got to see very far down the road. You just got to be able to see 10 feet in front of you. You got that, okay? And you can still keep that job that pays you very well. Matter of fact, I would encourage you to do that so you don't put so much stress on what it is you need to do. I talk about the runway a lot. You know, when planes go to take off, they need a runway. And the longer the runway, you know, the bigger the planes are on that longer runway. And if your runway is long, meaning you've got some savings built up, you've got some 401k built up, your bills aren't way piling you up on top of all that debt, then you got a long runway. You got time. You don't have all that pressure that this thing that you're launching today has to make money in 30 days. And by the way, that's never a good business plan because there's no such thing. That's not a business. You're not serious about business. If you got to make money in the next 90 days of this thing that you're launching, that's not even a serious business. I mean, nobody would even take that seriously because most businesses fail in the first year. And if you're lucky to hang around, 9 out of 10 of those fail in the next 5 years. And that one that doesn't, that doesn't even mean they're making money. It just means they're still around. So many people, look, I get it. In the digital age, there's a lot of ways to make money online, a lot of ways. And yes, you can make money quicker than the old traditional way, but you got to have your mindset in the right place. But I'm saying as a dad, you may have provided for your kids and provided that little McMansion in the suburbs and they all went to a nice college, but what'd you really miss out on? Because when you set out at the age of 22, maybe you left college or just went out on your own, when you set out to start that family, to meet your significant other, to have kids and, you know, build that nice structure, did you really set out to miss the most important times in their life? You know, did you really set out not to be there for them when they really wanted to have a conversation, you were at the office? I mean, that's the type of stuff on Father's Day that gets me jacked up. Like that's whenever that day comes around, I don't need that one day a year to remind me of the struggle. But, and I mean struggle by when I finally quit my job. You know, you guys know the story. 15 years ago or so, it was a struggle, but I knew it wasn't going to be impossible because other people had done it. You know, success leaves clues, and if you look around and you look at other people, men and women both, but specifically men, that I was focused on, look, I want to be a dad. How's this person able to enjoy the lifestyle where they get to work from home? Working from home was such a foreign concept to me. Now I can't imagine not working from home. You know, I mean, I've been doing it so long, I can't imagine any other thing. But back then, I'm like, what is it like to work from home? This, what a crazy thing. That's nuts. You mean just the hour of time that I spent in traffic, and that's on a good day, a half hour to and from the office every day, just that hour to get that back every day and to not have that stress, I can't. And I used to dream, like, what would that be like? What would that be like? So Father's Day for me is not just, you know, taking a photo with my kids and posting on social media about how great it is to be a father. And it's so much more than that. And that's what drives me. That's what drives this podcast. That's what drives all the branding. That's what drives everything. And it was always so simple to me. It was never complicated. Want to be a dad? Sam, why do you do what you do? I just want to be a dad. No, really. I'm telling you, really, man. I mean, for me, that's a pretty big freaking deal. You know, I don't need, you know, I downsized my house 3 years, two years ago, 2017. Started thinking about doing it 3 years ago. We downsized the house, we downsized the autos, we downsized everything, man, because it became increasingly obvious to me, especially with our fourth child that came along, This stuff is never about how many Benjamins you can stack up in your bank account. Anybody that tells you that is just living an utter lie. When you live a life of significance and you know your purpose, you've won. You've won. When you know why you're here and you know the value and the purpose that you want to bring to this life and the purpose for your own life, you've won. You know, it's not that the game's over. It's just that you've arrived. Now that you've arrived, go share all those blessings with other people. That's why I do what I do, man. And that's why I tell people to get on the calendar unapologetically. You know, launchwithsam.com. Book that call so you can understand why you're here, what your purpose is, how to add value, and how to, yeah, you can make a lot of money, man. I just never put that first because it always follows the value that you bring. But there's so many men and women out there that I've worked with over the past 5 years that now have a purpose to their life. They have a vision and they're adding significance, and none of it has to do with the J-O-B. None of it. If you get value or you derive your significance from a job, you've lost. It's the opposite of what I just described. You've lost. Don't lose. There's no way. Life is set up for you to win. Why? There's no reason for you to lose. It's all set up for you to be successful. All you need to do is take the first step. Just take the first step. I don't care if you're afraid or not. That's even better. Take the first step being afraid, because then it's 10 times better. You take that first step, you're afraid. Oh my God, I can't believe it. What am I about to do? And then nothing happens. Nothing happens, I mean, negatively. Positive things start to happen in your life. You meet people. You start creating content. People consume it. They're like, oh my God, this is so amazing. Where you been? I'm like, I don't know. I've been stressed out, sitting in traffic. Oh, but here I am. Thank you. All right, you ready? This is going to be a great week, man. It's going to be a great week. I want to talk about my client that was in last week as well. I'll share that on the next podcast. Breakthroughs happening everywhere, man. Would love to speak with you. Go to launchwithsam.com and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.